This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Al and Jerry, able to bench press a combined 150 pounds. All right.
Hey, Huey Lewis, what is up? It's quarter to six. Huey Lewis?
No. It is Huey Lewis.
Confused myself on that.
By the way, I saw yesterday a woman, a New York woman, filmed.
I saw this. Again, why is this not the front page?
Yeah, she filmed on an airplane over LaGuardia what looks like a UFO.
This is one of the first things that I will sit there and say, ugh, this doesn't look great. Because this is a camera phone on a plane. Someone else on the plane saw it as well.
Right.
And when they submitted it to the FAA and to other people, no one's got an explanation for it. Problematic.
Yeah. Right. Even if it's not a little green man flying in a thing. What? It's something.
But you know what the problem is? The Giants took Malik Nabers. And the Knicks lost in Philly.
Yes. But meanwhile, we got UFOs flying over LaGuardia Airport.
It really, and I thought the movie was terrible. Was it Matt Damon? Yeah, it was the Matt Damon or Leonardo DiCaprio. I forget who it was. The Look Up, that Netflix movie, which is about the world ending, essentially.
Oh.
But no one believed it. The movie was terrible. But the premise was really good, and it was essentially that we're about to get hit with an asteroid, because here it comes. But no one believed it, and they just kept going on with their daily life as if it didn't exist. Next thing you know, the thing crashes.
Boom!
World over.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like these have become.
Because people are like, oh, maybe it's a drone. That's like the new thing now. Everything's just a drone. Okay, so why are drones flying near our airplanes?
They shouldn't be. They should, and it might be a drone. Don't know, but it shouldn't be there.
Right. And who's flying?
Which
the
is
drone?
Also problematic.
Correct.
Russia.
Man, when I go on this little cruise this summer, Jerry, I'm going to be looking for UFOs diving into the water because that's where they live.
I'll give you my GoPro and about 9 batteries. I want you to run it continuously.
Right. I was going to run it continuously. Eventually, I'm going to see a UFO.
Aye, aye, aye.
Jerry, would you consider Joel Embiid an enemy of New York sports? Like, would we put him in that category?
After last
yet?
Night, yeah, I would.
You would already put him in that category?
I think last night was bad.
But does it have to get worse?
I think last night was bad. Yeah. Well, let me step back. If the Sixers wind up winning this series, he becomes a villain.
Like, who's more of a villain to New York historically? Would you say, who's that punk, Chase Utley? Would you say he's in Chase Utley territory or not yet?
If they win the series,
he is.
I think so. I think, man, you could start to make that case. Yeah. You disagree?
No,
Philly.
That's what I'm saying.
I know Utley was with the Dodgers for one of them. Yeah. That was the one game. And was it Ruben Tejada? Is that who that was that broke his leg?
That
sound right?
That actually.
I think it was. Mm. But that was with the Dodgers. But Chase Utley was a Philly.
That's right.
And who was the. Oh, man, I'm blanking out. Who was the Philly that hit those big home runs?
Oh, God. Against who?
Against the Mets. Every time they played him, he had home runs. He wasn't a great player.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, come on.
Pat.
McGroin. No.
Pat Burrell.
Pat Burrell.
No.
Pat the Bat.
Was it Pat Burrell?
That's who
Pat
I was
Burrell.
Thinking. Pat Burrell.
Maybe, is that his?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a real jerk.
But
just Google it.
I agree,
Google
though.
It.
Chase Utley and Joel Embiid. Yeah. If the Sixers wind up winning this series.
Yeah.
Like, does Mitchell Robinson play Sunday? Does he play in game 5? Is he done for the season? Like, that's a problem.
Right. Maybe we got to take out Joel Embiid, Jerry.
Because the one thing about games 1 and 2, specifically game 1, Mitchell Robinson, while other guys played well, Mitchell Robinson's presence on the floor and the way he defended Embiid in game 1 specifically, to me, was eye-opening. I knew he was a good defender. I thought he was phenomenal in game one, and he makes them defensively so much better. You take him off the floor, I'm not saying they can't win. They can, because they won plenty without him this year. But, man, that's a tough ask, because that's six more fouls you don't get to at least hack away on Embiid and make things more difficult and match up body to body. That puts them, forget the officiating, that puts them at more of a disadvantage in the series if he can't play, a big disadvantage.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I am rooting for the Knicks, Jerry, but I wouldn't mind the Knicks losing this next game and it coming back to the Garden at 2-2.
And the Knicks fans all ticked on the Garden. They'll be hostile.
Yeah. And then what I'll do, Jerry, is I'll just wait outside the Garden for Knicks victory so I could get in that thing where we're all going, we're jumping around.
You should go with Izzo.
Woo-hoo.
And then take the next day off. Do it for digital.
Digital.
Hang out in Manhattan outside the Garden.
Because I think that game's on Tuesday. Because they play Sunday, then I think they play Tuesday.
Is that when game five
would
be?
Okay. I believe I saw that.
So, perfect. You take off Wednesday. You'll be out on 33rd Street. Tuesday night, game ends around 9:30, 9:45. Assuming the Knicks win. You don't want to be there if they lose.
No, I'd head right home.
Knicks win, and you in the middle of it with Izzo filming you. And you can start yelling, wee hee.
Yeah. I saw a story yesterday, Jerry, that people wanted to paint as an anti-American story. But it isn't when you look into it. So Cubs reliever Luke Little had to change gloves when he was on the mound because his glove has an American flag on it. And people were like, this is everyone hates America. Even Americans are against America. And he's not allowed to show his patriotism because he's got an American flag on his glove. But it turns out, Jerry, the American flag has the color white in it. And you are not allowed to have white on your glove as a pitcher. Deceptive. Looks like a baseball.
Yeah. But why?
I am a real American.
Why would anybody have thought he would be un-American if it was his glove and he put the flag on?
No, they're saying un-American of baseball to make him not be able to use it.
Yeah, well, that is a big problem with the colors.
Yeah, you can't have white on your glove. I'm sorry. No. It does look like a baseball.
It can, and it can certainly screw with the batter's eye, as they say.
So he tweeted out that he's proud to be an American, and he tweeted out the picture of Hulk Hogan playing electric guitar to I Am a Real American.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
yes.
The fact that he put an American flag on his glove tells you that.
But I actually had people write to me.
When was this? Yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah. You got to, you and Jerry got to address this. This is anti-American, what Major League Baseball is doing. It was not anti-American. I'm all for a good conspiracy, Jerry. But this was just that you can't have white. He said, I've been using this glove forever.
People need a hobby.
But sometimes we start to enforce the rules.
Anti-American. And then on the 4th of July and on Memorial Day, Labor Day, they wear the patriotic hat.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, I mean, come on. Which are awesome.
And we have the national anthem before every game. So shut the
hell And the Yankees are still also doing true. God Bless America.
Yes, they are.
Also true, Jerry. We are killing it.
And the Mets have Wiener.
Seymour Wiener.
Who was a World War II veteran.
That's and Max true. Wiener.
And Max Wiener, who is a rally pimp.
Well, I don't care about him. We're talking about America. He was a World War II. What does he have to do with America?
The rally pimp?
Seymour Wiener at least was a World War II veteran.
That he was.
The other guy is just us, except he dresses funny and he gets on TV.
I like when I see an old guy wearing like a hat that tells me what war he was
in. Yeah. My dad started doing that about 6 months ago.
I would definitely
do that.
I
like it.
Even if I didn't see any action, I would do it.
If you were part of the military and you, I guess.
I might do it just because my dad was in Vietnam. Take a little credit.
What? I'm the son of?
Correct. That would be in small print.
You are too much.
Son of Vietnam veteran.
Font 4. And then everything goes font 10. We got to take a break. Odyssey Sportsman and Amy Lawrence on last night. Boomer and Geo and
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.